This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, Sports Director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Ahead of President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration, thousands of people are protesting this weekend. Special teams have even made their way to D.C. to try to keep things peaceful without using force. Mike Moen reports.
Nonviolent Peace Force was invited by organizers of the People's March to ensure demonstrators feel safe as they express their views. The group's Anna Zero says they'll take a nonpartisan approach in helping out. They'll be on the spot to carry out de-escalation tactics if needed.
What we do is really about leaning into the humanity of other people, right? People often escalate because they're not being heard and because they feel vulnerable. So if we can reach out to that person proactively, if we see attention rising and listen to them, kind of divert the attention.
In 2017, before Trump's first inauguration, this event was called the Women's March, but has been rebranded as progressives worry about actions like mass deportations. Zero says preparation is key to setting a peaceful tone, noting they trained roughly 200 volunteers in recent weeks. She acknowledges in today's political climate it can be tricky to encourage tolerance, as a lot of people have strong feelings about where we are as a country. But she insists it's still worth it, even if it feels out of reach.
Sometimes the work of nonviolence can feel like, no, this isn't what we need. Our problems are too big. But that is exactly when we do need nonviolence, because when we see these fissures in our ability to relate to other human beings, nonviolence at its core is about being able to see that person for who they are.
She says building tolerance usually takes longer when teaching it to people surrounded by conflict. The weekend assistance won't foster deep political discussions if tension arises, but rather those on-the-spot efforts to lower the temperature. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
The Bucks take on Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks back home tonight against the Miami Heat at Five Sir Forum, but Miami's Jimmy Butler will not be there. The former Marquette star missed the team flight to Milwaukee last night, so the Heat have suspended him the next two games. Butler claims he planned to take a later flight. He just completed a 7-game suspension for conduct detrimental to the team. He's made it no secret he wants to be traded to the Phoenix Suns. College football, the Badgers' new offensive coordinator, Jeff Grimes, asked, what's the plan at quarterback now that Braden Locke and Tyler Van Dyke have both transferred out of Wisconsin?
We went and recruited a couple of guys. Billy Edwards obviously is somebody that we're expecting big things from. He came here not long after I did, and so there's a natural connection there for he and I. That would be the case whether he were new or not. Building a trust and a relationship with your quarterback is certainly something that's important for me.
That's the Badgers coach Jeff Grimes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
Matt Nair on air.
Steven Aronson from Wisconsin Knitwear, based in Milwaukee, knithats.com. Our own Beyond the Cheese.
Yeah, there you go. That in the green and gold.
That is so awesome.
Very, very kind of you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. I was so excited you called. And
you are so
within the day.
We will be giving some of these away.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the next couple of weeks.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening. Your spot for local sports coverage is Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. We got rid of the cold and now we have the snow.
Well, I mean, that's just, you know, I was kind of surprised. Did you think we got about, it was, you know, a little bit, maybe inch and a half. It's light stuff. But I was kind of surprised. Did you have quite a bit of snow?
Yeah, I think it definitely seemed like I got less the closer, the farther east I went.
Right.
So at home, I think we might have got over 3 inches.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a decent amount.
Yeah, but the only good thing about it is this kind of stuff that blows around. You know, and you won't have any problem. You can just take a broom and kind of sweep it off. But anyway, man, it's not bitter cold. And, you know, and so that's the good thing, man. If you look at what's taking place, Calvin, all over the nation, we're very fortunate, right?
Yeah, I mean, they got almost a foot of snow in New Orleans.
I know, man. And not only, man, you know, down, you know, in Florida and everywhere else. So, you know, it's strange, man, but we're in strange times, you know, not just when it comes to the weather. Anyway, it's Thursday, and that means the return of the one and only Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, as we await, you know, his return. There's a lot to talk about, Calvin. I don't know if you have it up already while we await the return of Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, but the mayor of Philadelphia was, you know, she was basically, the news media's there. They got the big game with the Buffalo Bills on Saturday or Sunday, maybe Sunday. And so, you know, they're doing this press conference and she's all excited and rah, 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 sis, boom, bah, and all that stuff. And so they were asking, you know, she was doing the rally cry for the Philadelphia Eagles, and she had to spell. I don't know, did you dig it up? All right. And so she had to spell. Now, she's the mayor. She was, you know, she had to spell the Eagles. And, you know, all this excitement, all the television cameras and you know, no teleprompter. Calvin, if you'll be play that for us, please.
Listen, we've got to do this. Let me hear you all say E-L-G-F-E-S, Eagles!
she's the mayor, right? And you know, sometimes you wonder why. I bet the next time she'll have a prompter, right? Because this is all over the nation, man. She's got to, you know, feel, you know, a little taken aback, man. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, she definitely got excited, but I would, that's something she's going to be embarrassed about for a long time.
Hey, you said she got excited. Yeah, she was excited, man. I mean, they got all these television cameras in front of her, and, you know, doesn't necessarily mean that she's not a bright person, man. She's the mayor of Philadelphia. I'm pretty sure she's a bright person, but there's something she's got to live down, you know. But anyways, we await, you know, the good doing doctor. One of the things that I'm going to be talking about with Dr. Omar is, you know, the fact that because we age and because we're aging, does not mean that we, you know, have to basically be walking around slumped over, and that the aging process has to be cruel. Calvin, you see people who've taken care of themselves, athletes, entertainers, average people, and, you know, you don't have to. The aging process doesn't necessarily mean, Calvin, that, you know, you have to look 20 years older than you are. You know, you've got to do some things in preparation early in life. And even if you hadn't lived your life properly and you get to middle age, it doesn't mean that, you know, you have to throw in the towel, man. I talk to people who in my age demographic, and others, and people do say to me, hey, man, you don't look 70 years old. And I always say to them, what is 70 years old supposed to look like? You know, is 70 years old supposed to be bent over and out of sorts? No, it's not. You know, we have to focus on our health. And not just for ourselves, but we have to focus on our health for all of those around me. I just think it is frustrating, to say the least, as I watch people I love and others who basically don't do anything to, you know, preserve their health. Listen, man, there's only one life. You only get one shot at it. And so if you don't do anything to take care of yourself and preserve your life, you know, you will lose it. Now, you're going to lose it anyway. You know, we're all, you know, nobody can stay here forever, but the quality of your life is really up to you and how you prepare yourself for the rest of your life. And with that having been said, voila, he's here. Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the founder, owner, and proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy, has made his triumphant return to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Good morning to you, my friend. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. It's good to see you. People miss you. So you're doing something right.
I miss people. Thank you. I appreciate it. I was in Egypt enjoying the warmth of the sun.
You were where?
I was in Egypt. I was in Egypt for a vacation. spent like 12 days.
And you left me here?
Magical. Next time you have to come, because
I will.
I want to tell you that the beach at this time of the year, it was beautiful. The sun was great. The food is unbelievable, delicious,
and healthy.
There's choices. Well, I mean, you can always choose what's healthy and what's right. Not. But to take healthy food that's also delicious, that's the goal, because we want to enjoy our lives. And I feel very so refreshed, and I came back to this beautiful snow, and I kind of, well, it's a good thing that we have heat inside our houses. I always say, like, it's always those like 30 seconds between the car and the building where you're going that kind of are hard to
Make
as
you
a
want
concept.
make you wonder why you're here.
But I want to tell you that there is also a cold therapy. You know that having a cold shower in the morning or just switching it from hot to cold right away is one of the best ways to
Really?
put energy into your brain cells. Yeah,
Really?
it has been scientifically proven. If you turn the hot water to cold at the end of the shower, let's say every day, that's one of the things that helps your nervous system to wake up and helps your brain cells and supports the vagus system and supports your overall health. And it's magnificent how moving out of the comfort zone can help us. I was talking to one of my customers the other day, and I was telling her, "Oh my God, it's so chilly. It's like minus 10 outside." And she was like, "I think the hype of it is more than how it actually feels." But we're blessed. I want to say we're blessed. Like it's.
Dr. Omar, hey Calvin, did you hear what he said about turning the shower to coal and opening up the thought process in your brain? Have you done that?
I've heard of it.
Oh, you have.
I've maybe tried it once, and it's definitely a mental block.
Hey, Dr. Omar, is that like sitting in a tub full of ice?
Not like that. It's like, yeah, that's another step. That's the next level. Next level things. I can't do that. I can't even imagine doing that. I only see it on Instagram. It's just no. It's just you take the hot shower that you do, but at the end of it, you just turn it very cold. Yeah, it's
Well, I follow your advice, so I'm going to be doing it. I guess I'll be doing it tomorrow.
All right.
I would have never given it any thought, but because Dr. Omar suggested, I'm following the regime of Dr. Omar. So 855-752-4840. Dr. Omar, before you came on, I was having a conversation with the audience about the fact that we are aging, and you can't do anything about that. But that what you really have to do is prepare yourself. You don't have to be, you don't have to be old before your time. And
Yeah.
we can do some things that you constantly talk about that certainly will change people's futures, especially how healthy they can be and how they feel day every day. There are these different steps and things that people can do that they may not even think are possible. So we're going to touch base with all those things. It is good to know it's good to know you're still around. Dr.
Thank you.
Omar, the pharmacist, has made his triumphant return to the Earl Ingram Show. 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist.
What's going on?
Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and Brewers. Find your favorite team over the air on Civic Media.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it? I mean,
things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for the game? Find us over the air for sports coverage on Civic Media stations.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of years without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. So doctor, my eyes.
All right, you are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thingsville. You also, you know, phone lines are open. Any question that you have, a comment that you have that you want the good doing doctor to answer, he'll do his best to address those things as we are on the air. So Dr. Omar, I was saying to you earlier, I was talking with a person who was in their late 70s and was saying to me that they have tried supplements and that, you know, the doctor was telling her that she's taking too many supplements. And I said to her, well, listen, I take supplements. It's been the best thing that's happened to me.
Yeah.
And she said, well, no, you know, it's not, the supplements are not good. And they're, we talk about this a lot, Dr. Omar, but I think it's worth repeating.
It is worth repeating because the misconception is always going to be there and we have to truly understand the difference. Now, the over-the-counter supplements that you pick up from any department store, it might have some benefits, but there is no oversight. So it can have a lot of fillers, binders, things that affect the bioavailability or how these micronutrients and important things get absorbed in the body. So people are not feeling the benefits of them. On the other hand, there is something called professional grade supplements, which are supplements tailored for specific health conditions or nutritional deficiencies, include higher quality, natural forms of the nutrients, God's pharmacy coming from the ground, coming from the earth. They have quality and regulation. They have targeted use. They are tested for purity, potency, and safety. And every one of those supplements have a two-page long worth of data and links to research, clinical studies, and how they work and help support the therapies that are prescribed to you. But unfortunately, if you try some supplements that you pick and choose based on ideas, based on marketing, based on just what you see coming on the TV show and they don't work, you start to lose faith in very important components of your health. But let's come back and say that people who had vitamin D levels above 50, they didn't die during COVID. They actually thrived. And even the CDC came back and said that people need to have higher levels of vitamin D. That's a supplement. But if you don't monitor it, if you don't look at it, and you don't make sure that you have this pro-hormone, you get enough of it, you're going to have problems of anxiety. You're going to have problems in the immune system, in your hair health, in your hormonal health. Vitamin D is one of them. All right. How about magnesium? How many times someone would have a cardiac surgery or a double bypass surgery, a year later, they go for another surgery. And many times the main reason is because they have low magnesium in their muscles, in their heart. And that nutrition deficiency hasn't been corrected. So we have to understand that functional medicine practices contain in its components something called professional grade supplements. Highly recommended to take it with guidance, just to look at what I need, not just what I think I might need, because there is science that backs this. It's not just kind of ideas.
So, you know? Dr. Omar, there are doctors who may even say this, that the supplement, then, you know, the doctors, do they really know the difference between the supplements, the quality of the supplements that we're talking about? And they can't know what kind of supplement the patient is taking, right?
You know what you know, and doctors usually deal with the medications that they write on the prescription pad. And many of those doctors that would kind of not talk about supplements, they themselves are taking multivitamins. But at the same time, there is not enough time for the doctor to discuss everything during the visit. So they focus on the main medication that they're going to write in the prescription pad. And if they have some extra time, they will educate you about the side effect of this medication. But that's why the complementary medicine, and that's why the approach of communication between different healthcare professionals, each one understand their specialty. So doctors call me and ask me about what's the best form of magnesium you can recommend it to this patient, or can I send you this patient and you can check their medications and see if there is anything you can add to this. The collaboration between professionals, clinicians, is very important to reach the optimum health for the patients. But some doctors know, some doctors do not know, and that doesn't make them any less professional. Just we want the doctors to be humble enough to communicate with other healthcare professionals to help their patients.
And the importance of that is the health of the patient. At yeah. the root of it, all the other things should be, you know, none, you know, concerning. It's the health of the patient. And that's why, you know, I love you so much, because, you know, you're concerned about the health of the patient. 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Dr. Omar, we're going to talk next about detoxifying our bodies. It's that time of year. You are in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, and anything else you want to talk about on the Earl Ingram Show.
Listen to sports coverage from Mike Clements on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Ahead of President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration, thousands of people are protesting this weekend. Special teams have even made their way to D.C. to try to keep things peaceful without using force. Mike Moen reports.
Nonviolent Peace Force was invited by organizers of the People's March to ensure demonstrators feel safe as they express their views. The group's Anna Zero says they'll take a nonpartisan approach in helping out. They'll be on the spot to carry out de-escalation tactics if needed.
What we do is really about leaning into the humanity of other people, right? People often escalate because they're not being heard and because they feel vulnerable. So if we can reach out to that person proactively, if we see attention rising and listen to them, kind of divert the attention.
In 2017, before Trump's first inauguration, this event was called the Women's March, but has been rebranded as progressives worry about actions like mass deportations. Zero says preparation is key to setting a peaceful tone, noting they trained roughly 200 volunteers in recent weeks. She acknowledges in today's political climate it can be tricky to encourage tolerance, as a lot of people have strong feelings about where we are as a country. But she insists it's still worth it, even if it feels out of reach.
Sometimes the work of nonviolence can feel like, no, this isn't what we need. Our problems are too big. But that is exactly when we do need nonviolence, because when we see these fissures in our ability to relate to other human beings, nonviolence at its core is about being able to see that person for who they are.
She says building tolerance usually takes longer when teaching it to people surrounded by conflict. The weekend assistance won't foster deep political discussions if tension arises, but rather those on-the-spot efforts to lower the temperature. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Netflix is raising its rates again by $2.50 a month, regardless of plan. This comes despite the streamer adding 18 million new subscribers in the fourth quarter of 2024. Why would they raise their rates while adding so many subscribers? You'll love this. Netflix says they have to raise their rates to make more content. Yes, they think we aren't very bright. I would have thought they were using that extra money to fix buffering issues from celebrity boxing matches and NFL games. Suits is proving to be one of the most bingeable shows on TV. It now has a popular spinoff called Suits LA. Clever. The show has just announced a slew of guest stars who will appear during the first season, which includes stand-up comedian Patton Oswalt, Fear the Walking Dead's Maggie Grace, and Brian Baumgartner, who played Kevin on The Office. Suits LA premieres February 23rd on USA. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clements daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Matt Nair on air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first. Wait,
have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he's driving, he's going...
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The John and Gordy Show.
Good morning, Pam.
She's reporting on The Green and Gold, a new film that's out there. You were at the premiere.
Yeah, they
of
had
that.
The Green and Gold movie, which is a story about a dairy farmer bets on the Packers to win the Super Bowl. I'll be honest with you. Last time that I went to a red carpet event, it was when a company revealed a new herbicide.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Thank you.
Awesome music.
All right, average white band and only a schoolboy's crush. Anyway, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. You know, it's Thursday, and the return of the one and only Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy. You have any questions or comments about your health? Now is the time. You know, Dr. Omar, there have this is a time where there's so many viruses going around and people are sick. And we talked about this constantly even before this time. And I don't understand how people are willing to go ahead and suffer through all of this. I mean, you can't stop. Yeah. You're going to get it. But there's some things you can do, right?
There are some things that you can do for sure. And living healthy is kind of planning. You have to plan for it and figure out what's best for your health and go from there. Going back to some of the ideas you were talking about, if I'm getting old, is it time for me to prepare to leave and throw the towel? And I want to tell you about personal experience, something that I did yesterday in which I was trying to plan a perfect day for me. What shall I do in order to live, have a perfect day? And I found that perfect day for me was to start my day by just kind of switch off my phone, wake up early, place the alarm away from my reach, just to focus on the mindful start, move my body activity, then fuel up, eat breakfast to give me nutrition, spend some time with family, tidy up, prepare for the morning priorities, do my daily tasks, then get to deep work, all right? Then a short break, then a second focus block of deep work, then lunch and then movement, and then secondary tasks from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., then quick stretch, a break, hydrate my body, drink water, then finish the work day by organizing what I have to do and arranging the plan for tomorrow. Then I would have another plan for the early evening. And it would look like a perfect plan for me, Earl. And I asked myself, oh my God, isn't this life? Isn't this what we all want to do every day of our lives? So how about if we just kind of think that when we are in our 80s, we are building up for what we started preparing for when we were in our 40s. Because you have more experience, you have more understanding of your body, more understanding of your finances, and you have more resilience to take in what life brings in. I want to tell you that a few weeks ago, I was checking out a patient who was standing by my cash register, and I am looking at how old he is, and he was 94.
Wow. Okay.
So he was standing in front of the cash register, and I was like, okay, I have to check him out. It was busy, but I had to check him out. So I went and I talked to him, and there was a copayment of $10. So he paid it by Apple Pay through his phone. So that was great that he can use the technology.
Right.
Then I shook his hand. The grip of his hand was like, man, this is someone who takes care of himself. And then I followed him by my eyes. He opened the pharmacy door. He stepped outside to his car. It's like a young man.
Right.
Someone who's like taking care of himself. And I was like, I want to be this guy when I grow up. How could he do what he's doing? And when you ask those people, what are you doing? They'll tell you simple things. They will tell you, I understand my body suffers from sugar. I understand that I need movement. I understand that I need to be happy. And I'm just following this every day of my life. So we need to build it towards a healthier life, and that starts from today. And by that, we are talking about balance. I want to have balance in my body, and that's the core of what detox means. It means to reset your body and bring balance to your health. That's a core idea of detox early, because people are thinking, well, I have my kidneys, I have my liver, I have my skin. Why do I need to go through a program every 6 months or every 3 months to reset the clock of detoxification? And the challenge is a simple answer. We are living in a toxic world. We have a lot of plastics around us. We have the air is polluted. Now we have also a presidential decree or presidential order to lift any kind of restrictions on extraction of fuel from the soil, from the ground. So we have more pollution happening around us. Even the household chemicals, these all increase the burden in our bodies. So it's like, imagine your body as a bucket. Over time, the toxins can fill it to the brim. A detox program helps to empty the bucket before it overflows into health issues like fatigue, brain fog, and inflammation. And we know that it has been scientifically proven. And athletes, I want to tell you, athletes that lose, some of the athletes, many athletes actually, they have to lose a certain amount of weight to enter the competition for their weight goal. If they lose weight very quickly, many times they get very sick, because we also know, science is telling us, that toxins like adipose tissue, the fats, when you lose weight, this fat, you lose the fat very quickly. The toxins get to be concentrated and makes you sick or makes you gain fat again. That's why many people, they want to lose weight. We tell them, well, it's great if you can start with detoxification. But it's not just that. It is just to live healthy. I have people that go through a detox program and come back and tell me, I had brain fog and I didn't notice that I had the brain fog until it was lifting after I finished this kind of program. It's a process and it is simple. And I can talk about five different types of, or five different levels of detoxification, just to make it simple and easy for people to understand.
Well, go ahead, Dr. Omar. Let's begin.
All right. I'll tell you, some patients I meet and I ask them, how's your gut health? They say, it's okay. And then I ask a simple question, how often do you go to the bathroom? They say, oh, I go every 2-3 days. That is constant. This is chronic constipation. You need intestinal cleansing, which is to free the intestines, the large intestine, from what is hanging there that needs to leave. And that, by taking certain supplements like cascara and sometimes taking Senna short term, but that's intestinal cleansing. It's just clearing the digestive system. And intestinal cleansing also happens when someone is going to do a procedure and they have to get this bucket of polyethylene glycol. The reason the bucket is needed is to clear the system and to clean the intestines. So that's a form of detox, actually. Other people like juicing and they are kind of fan of juicing. And I want to warn people, when you're a fan of juicing, think of vegetable juicing, which is a great way to rest your digestive system while flooding your body with antioxidants, anti-nutrients. But if juicing gets to be more of fruits rather than vegetables, you're taking fruit juice, which spikes your blood sugar. And the simple formula that I tell people when they go through juicing is use 3 vegetables and 1 serving of fruit. So like use kale, spinach, and 1/3 cucumber, let's say, then use 1/2 banana or a bit of strawberry. Try to make the balance 25% fruit and 75% vegetable.
You're taking all the fun out of it. I see people, they juice, and it's what you just said, fruit juice. You know, strawberries, berries, and they think that's good for them because it's fruit.
challenging. It's challenging just to live the idea. We want some flavor, but we want to make sure that we're doing the right thing. But it's challenging. Kale, spinach, celery. These are great, great nutrient-packed, juicing ideas. We'll add flavor, but let's be realistic. There is something called intermittent fasting, which is extending the time between meals. That helps to activate what is called autophagy. Autophagy is a process in the cells that make you, the cell, get rid of the junk. Because the cells feel threatened. There is no food coming in. We are worried about the future. So your cells are getting rid of the junk. So it makes the cells sharper and cleaner and clean itself. Intermittent fasting is recommended by all the major religions. Prophets were doing intermittent fasting. The tiger is doing intermittent fasting. So like you can have an early breakfast and a late dinner, but you can do it a few days in the week. Like I wouldn't recommend more than 2-3 days in the week because intermittent fasting long term, many people cannot do, and that would affect the body in a negative way. Again, we go back to the main idea, reset your body and bring balance to your health. And balance is a very delicate term that we have to always seek and have a compass towards.
You know, Dr. Omar, you are talking regimen in keeping yourself healthy and these kinds of things. You laid out a regimen for each day. Why is that so important?
It's so important because we have to have a process. We were just talking about people who are lost faith into their supplements right. because they've taken some here and there. And that's why I need a compass, because if you start something and you don't feel the results from it, you're not going to do it again. So that's why, Earl, I decided a while ago that every year when I want to take people through a program like this, the serious people who want to do, let's say, a program like detox or weight loss, I would have them in a webinar and I would talk to the people according to their health conditions, how you can do it right. Some people have diabetes, high blood pressure, they are taking medications. So you have questions that come in. Women who are taking hormones, how to also detoxify and get rid of the extra hormones that they do not need. So it's very specific and you need to be guided with a healthcare professional, not one size fits all. So we do this program every year, and this year we're doing it next Thursday at 6:30 p.m. And the slide that will have the registration will be on willtopiarx.com. You can sign up. If you cannot attend, we will send you the recording after the episode, the live event, but that's what we need. Guidance, a compass towards better health.
Well, Dr. Omar, I am going to be in that group. So I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it, and I'll certainly let the audience know the impact of it. 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
Covering the games and biggest sports news. Listen daily to Mike Clemens on Civic Media.
Hey, everybody. Dane County Humane Society reminds you, hey, bang on the hood of your vehicle before starting your engine this winter. It's that simple. You can save a cat's life. With frigid temperatures and little shelter, some cats are going to try to find a way to keep safe and warm, including, guess where, under car hoods and in the wheel well of your vehicle. So before climbing into your vehicle and starting the engine, bang on the hood and give cats an opportunity to flee. Ow. To learn more, visit giveshelter.org.
Matt Nair on air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first. Wait,
have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he's driving, he's going...
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We're airing a game right now, but stay here on the stream for more Civic Media news, talk, and more.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. It's Thursday, and that means Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacies, is on the docket. Let's go to the phone lines, and Mary from Tulsa. Good morning to you, Mary. How are you?
Good morning, Earl. And I, too, have signed up for the detox program, which I believe is going to start on the 30th, if I understood that.
Hey, Mary, so, you and I will reunite again. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I did get the kit, and so I'm looking at the, you know, all of the Core Restore explanations, you know, the ingredients to buy. And it's really, you know, gives me hope to do this. I want to comment and agree with Dr. Omar's suggestion about the hot to cold exposure. I end my showers by turning on a blast of cold water for a minute. Following the initial shock, it's really quite refreshing. And so I appreciate his explanation of the nervous system and the cognitive benefits. Thanks very much.
Hey, Mary, it's always good to hear from you, and you and I will certainly be a part of this detox program that Dr. Omar is. So, Dr. Omar, you heard what Mary said, and then I want you to repeat how people can get involved in the detoxification, all that.
Sure. This is actually the fourth step or level of detoxification, which is called functional medicine detox. And this step involves the phases of detox that happens deep on the liver. And it needs kind of to get rid of toxins and support the liver with nutrients like glutathione, B vitamins, amino acids. And it addresses the toxins stored in the fat cells and helps to eliminate them in a very structured way. The program is created by clinicians, PhD doctors, has been tested and tried for years and years. And that's kind of, we try to use a simple, gentle detox program from this. We use it over a week, 1 week. It starts the first 2 days with drinking water and taking certain supplements and protein shakes. And then day 3 to day 7, we're eating healthy and using nutrients to support the liver. It's an excellent, easy way of getting your eating and sleeping and stress level on track. And the program also come, the, my explanation will be on the program that will be next Thursday at 6:30 p.m. on the webinar, in addition to a book inside the detox kit. If someone wants to join and buy it, the book contains explanation of the program, the grocery list, contains directions day by day, and helps you to decide what you want to do in the future. Because I use a detox program for people who want to lose weight, for women who want to do hormone replacement therapy, for men who wants to kind of feel refreshed, for many patients who have problems with brain fog, fatigue, and feeling tired. So we have a packed program, step by step. And what I want to tell you is that I get feedback about, all right, now I can get back to doing what I have to do. And it's okay. You can take your medicine, you can take your supplements while doing the detox. It is just a state of mind and body that can save your health and help you from having other health issues in the future.
Let me ask you, Dr. Omar, is it too late? You talked about this 94-year-old gentleman still driving his car and still yes. doing all these things independently. And sometimes people think, well, he's probably lived his entire life like that. Is it too late for me if I'm 70 years old and I haven't lived my life like that? Is it too late for me to start trying to turn it around?
Great question, Earl. I want to tell you about someone I met 10 years ago. I was doing health consultations for people with chronic conditions. And I met this man who was 74 years old, taking one blood pressure medication. And I was like, every question I ask him, he answers me a good question. How is your health? Fine. Do you sleep well? Yes. Do you take any other medications? No. Blood pressure 120 over 80. Just takes lisinopril. I told him, what's your secret? Something I need to ask you. What's going on with you? You're healthier than most people that I meet. You don't even meet the criteria to do this paid health consultation by the government. Tell me your secret. He told me 20 years ago, when I was 54, I was smoking more than 3 packs a day.
Wow.
I was taking 7 different medications. And a doctor told me, if you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to die very soon and you're going to regret it. And that day I decided I'm not going to smoke again. This is the last cigarette I'm going to smoke ever in my life. He told me that's what I did, and all my health issues were going away, and I'm taking care of myself. That was my secret. That was my willpower to stop one bad habit. So everyone has a secret. Everyone has a tough decision to get out of the comfort zone and do something that matters.
Hey, Dr. Omar, it's great having you back. I will be joining you, in this coming week. In the webinar. So thank you. And how can people reach you?
WilltopiaRx.com or 262-429-9429.
All right. Thank you. Up next on the Earl Ingram Show, you will be entering into the Twilight Zone on the Earl Ingram Show.
Download the free Civic Media app today at civicmedia.us.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.